our boy running the 1975 is really getting some attention out there.
I know.
Kissing on the fans.
Yep. Bringing people up. Making out with them on stage. You know, I haven't actually seen the clip, but I've heard he's French kissing people.
Yeah, with tongue. You know.
Guys, gals.
He kissed a lady who was already tied up. She had a man.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. He wanted it.
Who, the guy?
Yeah.
The partner?
Yeah.
Not Maddie.
Maddie.
Is that his name? Maddie Healy, right? Yeah. You're talking about the partner of the girl who went up on stage?
Yeah, he was like.
He was like, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard as hell in the audience.
Yeah, I guess. If you love something, let it go.
Yeah. Let it go, kiss, lead singer. Kiss on the...
My wife!
Yeah, yeah.
That's my wife.
Ooh, that's my wife. It's an interesting way to, you know, drum up attention.
It is. He's getting a ton of attention. Apparently, ticket sales have skyrocketed since then. That's what I've heard.
So if you want to come see me, no.
Well, no, that's true. You got to sell tickets, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're selling tickets to your tour.
Boys, you might get kissed on the comedy stage. In between some jokes, I might pull you up on stage and just mwah, right in the forehead.
Dude, that'd be so funny.
Hey, bro, you want to kiss?
I'm going to need a volunteer for this part. Why don't you come up here? It's like, okay, what are you going to roast me? Oh, no. Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Sexy ass. Come here. Come here. Oh, what are
you
doing?
Yeah, with his forehead? Tongue in down his forehead? Ryan would like that, right, Ryan?
Nope.
Yes, he would.
Yes, he would. You like kissing. You're a kissing guy. Yeah.
You don't like being kissed? You like watching other people kiss?
I don't want to be kissed by either of you.
No one said we were going to kiss you.
You inferred.
I mean, I guess that would. Maybe that would help drum up attention for the show.
It would. Kissing the crew?
Yeah, like pick someone random from the crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone random in here. Let's see. Someone Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. Ryan.
Okay, come here.
No! Why don't you kiss her?
That is also someone random.
Yeah, that is. Does she consent to being kissed?
Yes.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa! Yo, man, did you hear about the Team G podcast?
I don't know if we can show them.
Yeah, that 1975 stuff is crazy. You heard about what's going on with TMG pod, though?
You're eating out a mannequin.
He picks a random mannequin from the crowd and eats her out.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMGstudios.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGstudios.tv. I'm not going to enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you ever smoke weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
It's my RC.
The so-called flying saucers.
Signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Not only were your feet up, but she's also elevated, so yeah. You're like curved, yeah. Arching up.
I gotta see some final approval on that. I gotta make sure.
Dude, that's so funny. Oh my god. That's so
banana
funny.
Mode.
Your banana. Oh, I will.
Oh, I will. Yeah. Sorry, we were drumming that up. I couldn't resist.
So funny.
I could not resist.
That was great.
Well, now that we're past a minute, right? Mm-hmm. On the algo, we can be nasty.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
Oh, first, let's be nasty about the merch. Let's be a little nasty about the Black Friday drop.
Yeah? What are we going to be nasty about? What are we going to...
Well, today is Cyber Tuesday. Tomorrow, when this comes out, will be Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's a cyber week.
Yeah.
We love cybering here.
We are big proponents of cyber.
Yes, and...
cyber your loved ones this week.
Yes.
Show your cyber love this week by joining in the cyber sales.
If you didn't see the Black Friday drop, it's this incredible stuff here.
This is the PSYOP that Elon was talking about.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
Here.
This is it. We got a beautiful crew neck there. We got a wonderful gray tee. I can't help but mention the puff print every time because it's just quality, you know? There's the back right there. And then...
You can see this on audio.
You can probably hear the quality of the merch.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah, let me hook you up with that there, actually. If you got some smell-o-vision, let's help you out. The car just fills with sex smell.
Oh, what is that? It smells like old spit.
It smells like licking. It smells like mouth.
Anyways, if you want to cyber your loved ones with these incredible cyber gifts, then tmgstudios.tv is where you'll find that. And also, all old items are 20% off. So if there's something old that you liked for someone, were you pointing at me when... What? Why'd you point at me when I said that?
It was just
something old and...
Nope, that was just a... Hey.
TeamGStudios.tv for all your merch needs. And also limited time discount on annual subscriptions for the studios tier.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing that.
didn't talk to us about that, so...
So I guess Ryan must have got kissed this weekend.
Also free kisses for Ryan whenever he wants. What? That's until the end of the week?
Limited time discount on annual subscriptions for the studio's tier.
That's sick. 20% off compared to the monthly price.
Wow.
So that's a steaming hot deal, I would say.
Yeah.
What do you get for that?
You get bonus content for this show.
Okay.
You get bonus content for the Trillionaire Show. You get all shows ad-free.
Every single show?
Every single
in the
show.
TMG Studios Network. That's like six or seven now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
That's incredible. Bonus episode for Brooke and Connor.
You also get to see the what really goes on in the ads.
Yeah. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I don't want anyone to even get a whiff of what we're doing back there. That stays on the platform. What were you going to say?
So this is through the end of the week, guys. Don't sleep.
Yes, don't sleep. Jump on it right now in time for Christmas.
I was going to say, we can get nasty burping after eating out. I think that's apt to bring back.
Yeah.
I was just sad that wasn't in the beginning of last week's episode.
Which?
I was just really looking forward to hearing us come. Remember?
What?
We're saying just imagine servicing from eating out.
Oh, yeah.
Just take a big ass belch.
Big old belch.
Sorry.
Delicious. Yeah, you should have belched.
Yeah, bruh. That's some good pussy. Right.
That's some good pussy. Go down there with a lobster bib on.
Licking your fingers after.
Yeah. Oh, damn. You know when you inhale, inhale air to burp, not all of it comes out?
Yeah.
There we go.
People like this episode
a little bit.
I can't wait till there's smell-o-vision podcasting, bro. We just put smells into here and then they get printed to the audio and people can run them
AI,
back.
That's what we have to invent.
Yeah.
For sure.
Shut the fuck up about AI, you crypto bro.
Sorry.
No, those are all the comments about.
Wait, were they?
Yeah, people were saying like, AI's not that cool.
How do you... Okay, I'm not even going to get into it. All right?
Okay, I'm going to try this again because I feel like the Trillionaire guys didn't bite on the A-Paul episode. That FTX sex tape would be disgusting.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. I don't know why they weren't.
They weren't like giving in.
Yeah. I mean, it's all like a bunch of like amphetamined up engineers that haven't seen the sun in like weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
All
bumping fuzzies?
All these girls that are getting on TikTok right now and snitching on themselves about partners they had that didn't like wash their ass.
Yeah.
That's who'd be in there.
Yeah. Wait, I haven't seen those.
You haven't seen those?
No.
Bro, what it's these saying? Young women, you know, this is the poison of the internet. God bless them. You know, they see these people sharing personal stories and they go, I want to share a personal story.
Right.
I used to date a guy who never washed his ass. And then they'll describe.
What does that even mean, never wash your ass? Like in the shower?
Literally.
Like you would never get it in the crack. And so what? It's just like built up to just.
Yep. Yep.
Gunk.
Algae.
Just clay?
Yeah.
Lake clay?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What gets in between tiles?
Oh, yeah, like caulk. Like bathroom caulk?
Yeah, yeah. Grout.
Yeah, all the built-up caulk in your
caulk,
ass.
Sure, yeah.
They had a whole bunch of built-up caulk in their ass.
You're straight out with it. That White Lotus episode is on your mind, dude. It's on your mind. Spoiler alert, there's a cock in ass.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
That gay cat, man. That gay old cat.
Yeah. I think that's a yoga position.
Yeah.
The gay cat?
The gay cat.
Yeah.
Do you have to look back at it,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
The way he did that was so gentle.
Loafed up, man. Paws tucked underneath his body.
Loafed up for sure. I don't think the FTX orgy would go like that.
What would it go like?
I mean, you never know. You know, sometimes nerds, they, like, because they're all messed up.
They can lay it down.
They're messed up and
like
smart.
Sam had a gigantic dick.
Not even that. He might have just been average, but he might have just been like, he might have had rhythm.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Doubt it.
It's probably hard to be rhythmic on amphetamine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, like can't focus on the sex.
Yeah.
Like, da 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 da, and then he'd stop and start doing things.
Thinking about options, like, short my tether.
Yeah.
Yeah, short my tether.
I was picturing more scary stuff, like just drawing symbols on the wall. They're coming.
Naked with a boner, talking about KPIs all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Graphs and shit that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then that girl's just like, I know that was harsh for me to say their orgy would be disgusting, but
it would be.
I think it'd be highly relatable, though.
I mean, any orgy is disgusting.
That's true.
If you think about it, if you really think about what like an orgy.
Oh yeah, no. I'm not saying attractive people would make it, because I'm saying they're not attractive. But to some people, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Each other,
yeah.
I mean, did you see what SBF used to look like when he started the company?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I think the picture was up yesterday.
Handsome
but like,
guy?
But search Google Deeks. Like SBF before and after.
You know, this look right here, it's still, it works. In some places, they like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where? Yeah.
Like an explosives lab.
Like that was him. Go up there on the left.
See? He's a leaned out little nerd.
Like,
you know? He's got the
like no, but like healthier, vibrant.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
He's got like a certain glow to him. This
yeah,
is like,
dude.
Oh, he's been seeing fluorescent light in an office for like three straight years.
Yeah. He also
stressing about the fact that he's running a Ponzi scheme. You know, that takes a toll on someone.
Yeah.
100%.
His eyes look like he's seen
some shit.
He came back from hell
yep.
for this picture.
Yep.
He's just a young boy in that first one. Like, oh, go back to the other one.
I can't wait to start my crypto.
I
want to
start a crypto company. I want to start a crypto company. I want to do something with the blockchain.
Bitcoin to the moon.
Yeah, now go back. Go back to his current picture.
Wait, he became a Mongolian throat singer?
No, that's just all he hears in his head.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
give us the coin. Give us your money.
Crush it.
Crush it. Yeah, he hears the fucking...
Now crush it.
The ohm of the fucking Bog Brothers from heaven.
Bogdanov.
Oh, crazy that bite.
He hasn't been arrested. Nothing's happened. He lost $10 billion. And he's chilling in the Bahamas still. Nothing's happened. I don't even think like any... Like, I don't even think maybe... I don't even think the SEC has like launched an investigation. He declared bankruptcy. They installed the same guy that was the CEO of Enron after they declared bankruptcy. He's trying to like... Actually, did you see yesterday there was like this... They had listed their like payables, like their you know checks that they owed basically.
Yeah.
And one of them, like the topmost one, was an AWS bill that was like $3.5 million. And then the third one was a bill for Margaritaville, Bahamas for like $50,000.
Wow. Just running a tab. Just
running up a tab.
Perpetual tab.
Right before their orgy, you know where they were going.
Let's fuck. Yeah, let's.
That's why you know that shit's dumb.
Yeah. Nah, man. That's that Mountain Dew urine.
Yeah.
They could have had a piss orgy. It would have smelled fine.
It would smell good, honestly.
Would have been cleaning the place. They just piss all over each other in the floor and just start wiping and just eliminate all the dirt. That's how they showered, actually.
Yeah.
Drank a ton of Margaritaville, margaritas and Mountain Dew, and then just peed on each other and came out with glowing skin.
Yeah, you think they're all like piss pigs?
Nah. That's what I say. I think that orgy would be really relatable. I don't think they'd be doing like movie or porn stroke.
Right.
I think it would have just looked super regular.
Yeah.
Like five people, just regular, just.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just busting in 45 seconds. Yeah. And then, oh, well, guess it's your turn. Yeah. Okay, got to get back to it.
Yeah.
You know? These Jira tasks aren't going to write themselves.
Bro, you think
like just like wires back in? He's like in the background.
I think it's so generous of you to think that these guys are fucking with their pants around their ankles.
You think they're all entirely?
Well, I guess that's how they pee at the urinal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 of course. Yeah. So bring this up. I want to just. Punch in on this. Oh yeah, Bloomberg. Margaritaville, that's what it was. How much? I can't see. $55,000 to Margaritaville. Blowing a bag.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
To steal $10 billion from people and then go Margaritaville.
But then not even pay your tab?
Yeah.
Why would you even have a tab running there? Why wouldn't you just like pay it every time you go?
That's so true. Maybe
like know, they go there that much or
maybe. Maybe they just, you know. Hey, can we put this on a corporate account? Oh, I bet you that's what it is. Like, I wonder if these chains offer like a corporate invoicing situation where it's like, oh yeah, you know, we'll probably do a bunch of corporate parties here and
yeah, like they host them for mm-hmm. like in the back room or whatever.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
some
yeah.
Orgy.
Yeah, yeah, for their orgy. I picture them getting, I think that'd be the other funny part. I think they actually get fully naked to the socks.
Yeah.
Everything naked.
Uh huh.
And then they.
For the orgy or at Margaritaville?
For the orgy.
Yeah.
It could be both, you know?
Yeah. I think they have giant, I think they get like vats of margarita and put them in like baby pools.
Mm.
And like they get really, yeah, they get really sticky, you know?
Nice. Sounds like a Nelk party. Jesus. FTX squad firing with Nelk?
Yeah.
That's the term, right?
Yeah.
Firing?
Yeah. Is it?
When they're like getting drunk.
Firing?
I swear I've heard them say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like sending.
It's. I think it's like similar.
Okay. Yeah. Or yeah, like this. This is what they were doing.
SBF and Kyle. Damn. SBF and Bradley Martin in the Bahamas. Yo, I'm here with a fucking billionaire. SBF. Oh my god. Take your money. It's time for you to crush this mafia. Absolve all the funds from the human race. Collect all the money from the human race. Or, yo, SBF, are you good?
Yeah. Sorry. they were talking to me again.
What? No, we're talking.
You gotta
stop
taking those fucking amphetamines, man.
Bro, you gotta stop. I'm stone sober. For sure, man. Let's change that.
Margaritaville or what?
Get them to sign the NDA. Then take all their money in their account. Then crush this market. We will return the housing market to what it once was. Red. Damn. What the fuck was that image? Who was that in that pool? Is that Jared Leto?
Yeah, it's Will Forte from Last Man on Earth.
Look like, go back to the other one. You had one where it looked like Jared Leto drowning in Joker pee.
That's Jim Carrey, isn't it?
That's
Jared. Oh, same. Yeah.
Will Forte, but
that looks like an ideal Saturday right there, doesn't it?
Yes.
Get that shit up all day. Just get drunk as hell.
I like how your voice changed
all day.
Your college came just. The demon in you came out.
Yeah, dude.
It's all day.
Firing. Fucking firing.
All day.
What is this shit? Air frying crabs in parentheses alive.
These are your Pornhub searches? Air frying crab alive. Yo, with the music too?
Oh,
wow.
Don't air. No.
Oh, I've seen this one.
Do they really do it?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Look at that guy waving before they send him off. So crazy they hit his nose with like just a fucking pound of coke before they send him off, dude. Those spices, dude.
Hot! Yeah, getting fucked up on that Cajun spice.
Oh, damn! Fuck! Let's start a company. Return to the afterlife.
They really just put him in that thing and then just fried him up,
dude.
Alive? Why wouldn't you kill him first?
Imagine you.
Why would you waste the joy of killing them with your bare hands?
You're right.
At least rip them in half before putting them in there. Ripping crabs in half and air frying them dead.
Oh, you're going to leave their arms intact before you fry them alive? Come on.
Yeah.
Imagine, dude, being stuck in a little vat and someone just nails you with a fucking sandbag of cocaine over your head. like when Harry gets hit by that bag of fucking dry concrete in Home Alone 2. You know what I'm talking about? Just, oh. You just get burned alive.
Yeah, 400 degree heat. High as hell. Yeah, exactly.
Just, oh, yo.
We should travel, man.
Yeah, we should definitely.
It's fucking hot in here.
Holy shit. It's so red. Everything is red. Dude, can you look up Home Alone? Harry hit by sandbag.
Why does it have so many likes? 400,000?
That's what I'm saying.
Why are people enjoying that? Besides us.
Yeah.
It's a meme for us, but like, why are people actually watching that?
Because it's good.
It's kind of fucking horrible.
It's horrendous, but it's because sea animals, they're like spiders. You know, they're sea spiders.
What does that mean?
The eyes have no emotion.
Right.
I mean, I guess
do
some spiders.
Do they feel pain,
though? Yeah, probably.
So then it's fucked up, right?
It's fucked.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really talk.
Yeah.
I did rip a lobster in half. I can't really talk. I also eat beef and shit.
You know, yeah.
I don't think there's, yeah, there's no ethical treatment of cows.
We had a Friendsgiving, and we had, by the way, I've never had this before. There's a company, I guess, out of Texas that they make these smoked turkeys, and they're frozen. They send them to you.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to cook it.
Nice.
You just let it thaw and...
Really?
And it's, I mean, granted, it's cold.
Yeah.
You can probably heat it up when it's...
Yeah.
But that thing...
And was it actually good?
Oh, it was delicious.
Not dry?
No, it had a different... It's more like eating ham.
Okay.
It kind of had that texture
smoky
and vibe to it.
Texture,
oh, dude,
too?
It was...
I want to try that. I want to try, like, actually smoking one. I've heard it's really hard.
Smoking a turkey?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying we can't... I have no issue laughing at this because that turkey came in gagged and bound into my home.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
No head.
Yeah.
It was decapitated.
Okay.
You know, even, I mean, that thing was dead.
Yeah.
And the image I have, one of our friends, he was holding the plate that the remaining pieces were on, like the serving tray.
What do you mean?
Just picking little pieces. Like, we ate the turkey till it was gone.
Okay, yeah.
And he's holding the serving tray, picking up just little remnants. We ate that fucker clean.
Were there bones or anything?
No. That's why it was so good.
Oh, I see.
So I'm picturing that image being like, I can never even claim that I care about how animals feel.
Yeah.
Because I was like, let me get some of that.
Yeah, but at least you didn't, like, catch a turkey and just put it in the oven. Still alive.
That's different. That's
still gobbling, you know?
I would have.
Get the fuck in there.
Then halfway through, I would have opened it up, put some smelling salts on my finger, and been like, hey.
Smelling salts?
So as he's passing.
That's. Damn, that was next level. That is a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
That's so fucked up.
I know.
Just finally, you know, finally the brain has had enough, and it's like, okay, we're going to sleep. We're done with this pain. Nope.
Holy shit. I'm sorry. That's so fucked.
That's so fucked up.
That's so fucked. I don't know if we can put that out. People are already giving me personal messages all the time, dude. Hey man, you've been kind of got violent lately. Are you good? Are you all right, dude? Bag of cement hitting Marv, man. Can we just?
Oh
yeah.
Oh, why is it?
Oh, that's the cayenne pepper.
Yeah,
dude.
Seriously. Damn, he got rocked.
You've seen this movie, right?
I don't think I have.
Oh, dude.
No.
What is not wrong with you?
Any sort of... Why?
No. I think this is why I'm so violent mentally.
Because of this movie?
Yeah, bro.
I think I saw the first one.
Home Alone 1 is crazy, but this one is fucking... He almost, like... Okay.
Now that looks like a Saturday.
Yeah. That's a Saturday. For sure. The line after he gets hit by this is so wild. He sits up at this and he goes, I'm going to murder that kid.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. I remember laughing my ass off as a kid.
Fuck.
I'm going to murder that kid. It's a dark ass movie, bro. There's one point where Kevin McAllister tries to get into this taxi cab. And he's like, oh, it's scary out there. This dude turns around with like a shot out eyeball. And he's like, it ain't much better in here, kid. He's like, ah! Like it's the whole movie is so grim. But okay, if these guys had like, if they could die and then reanimate, he killed them both 50 times.
Okay.
Like,
what else does he do to them? What's the most violent thing?
Dude,
that was pretty bad.
He lights them on fire twice. Oh, dude, yeah. Marv getting electrocuted. That shit is straight up the electric chair.
Jesus Christ.
He covers him in paint, and then, you know, he gets, like, he can't see.
Right.
So that scene is hilarious, too. That shit looks like a yak birth. He clears this shelf. By the way, he gets hit with a shelf after all the paint falls on him. He moves it over. He's like, wah! He goes over to a sink. He's trying to turn it on so he can wash the paint out of his eyes. And the fucking sink is hooked up. Look at this. He's just around the corner.
Oh, my God.
Fires it up. It's just the electric chair, bro.
Yo, that is voltage right there. He's turning it up. What a little demon. Holy fuck. What?
Yeah, he kills him.
He killed him?
No. That's what I'm saying. He kills him 50 times. Dude, this guy, amazing actor. Unreal, bro.
He got fucked.
What's that bottom
then,
left
then,
one?
No, no. Then,
what's that bottom left
wait,
one?
Wait, what's the kid's name?
Kevin.
And then Kevin sneaks back around the corner with smelling salts, wakes it back up, turns it back on.
Oh, no, dude. Can we get volume on this? I think I'm going to cry laughing. Oh man.
I want to see all of those.
Dude, you have to watch that movie this Christmas. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
I will.
It's 2 hours long, and it's an hour and 45 minutes of a kid killing two adults. Repeatedly, man.
That's awesome.
He staples them in the nuts?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Give me smelling salts to the fucking turkey. Isn't that crazy? That's some Kevin McAllister shit.
Yeah, seriously. I'm going to watch that. Oh, man.
Damn, that smelling salt shit. I almost feel bad.
That was funny.
I almost feel bad for saying it. No, it's very funny. The turkey neck just like... like, he's just finally giving it.
Finally.
Sweet, sweet
An
release.
End to the suffering. We're going up to heaven. Turkey
the
heaven.
Bright ass light and that cold breeze. Oh, what is that? Oh!
What do you think of Twitter right now? Are you entertained?
Are you not entertained? It has the same feeling Vine had before it went.
Does it?
Kind of.
Yeah. I do kind of feel like it's like a free-for-all right now.
This is burning down. You saw they laid off all their fucking ad sales team. Do you believe that?
I don't think that shit really matters. Yeah. I'm saying, like, people are, like, the media is so fucking concerned with what is happening at Twitter.
They're
firing everyone.
They're not concerned.
Yeah, they are. It's all they write about.
Well, it's all they write about.
It's like how much Elon is destroying Twitter.
But they're not concerned.
What do you mean?
They just want the, you know, they like it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, why is everyone so obsessed with, it's just a fucking, it's Twitter. Who gives a shit?
No, but I'm saying the media isn't, they don't care what happens to Twitter. Like, they're not concerned. Oh, no, he's ruining it. They like this. They like being able to report. Elon's a bad guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's like anyone that like does a takeover of any sort of company fires 75% of people. It's not like a new story.
Yeah. I mean, firing the ad team, it makes sense to me.
It's like they weren't really making money before.
Yeah, and I don't want ads on the platform, so
yeah,
I'm fine
that's
with
sick,
it.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, get them out of there.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Random ass fucking crypto company tweets embed. That's you don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
Just get it out of there.
Yeah.
I will pay $100 a week for the blue check.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's
no
all
ads?
I need. Yeah. I'll pay $7,000 a day for the blue check for no ads. Yeah. I like how, I do think it's funny when people get legitimate burns on Elon and they blue check notify him, and I just know that he wants to respond to every single one.
He does use the platform way too much.
Yeah.
I will say that there's like no possible way from someone who like used to actually take tweet writing seriously. I feel like me and you both did.
Yeah.
As in like we would constantly think about like, oh, that would be a good tweet.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Curated.
I know how much thought it takes, how much time it takes to actually write. I mean, I'm not saying my tweets are good by any means, but I'm saying to generate a following on Twitter. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Because we both did that.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of mind share. It takes like a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
The amount he's on Twitter, there's no fucking way that he's like running two other companies at the same time.
No.
But also it's like, who gives a fuck?
What do you mean?
Like it's interesting for us to sit there and be like, yeah, there's no way that's happening. I wonder how it's happening. But then every single article is like, oh, Tesla people are pissed off.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares?
Dude, him responding
to shareholders, but
he's responding to all these random ass people. Man.
Yeah, this is all today. This is all within an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 hours. There we go.
It's going to be so funny.
Like he's on it nonstop, right?
It's going to be so funny when all his companies burn up. And it's just because he can't get offline. Like, he's just so addicted.
Yeah. Or it could work.
What could work?
Like, this could, like Twitter could, like, thrive because of all this stuff, you know?
It's true.
That is a very real possibility.
Yeah.
Which would also be equally as interesting, I think. I think if it died, it'd be interesting. And also if it, like, won, it would be interesting.
Mm. I saw an article about how his boring company projects have all just ghosted everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
The
tunnel
bullshit. Oh, man. I think that's sick, though. Not that I'm saying those ones, like those companies are cool, I think.
Yeah.
Like the thought of LA, like having tunnels in LA is fucking awesome.
Well.
Right? Like that's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, there's this thing called the subway.
I don't think we have that here, do we?
We do.
A subway?
Yeah.
That goes where?
We have a Hollywood. Metro.
Yeah, an underground subway.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
I know. Have you taken it?
No.
Where does it go?
Hollywood. It's just not very developed.
Interesting.
They're building a line that goes through like South LA that will eventually connect to LAX. And I think the goal is to get it to spit out near the SoFi Stadium. And then they're building one all through Culver City.
Damn, that's sick.
That one's above ground though.
Yeah.
But the one through Culver goes to the beach.
Nice.
But yeah.
Yeah, I've taken that one actually. I've taken the Santa Monica one.
Yeah.
That goes out to whatever stadium. Took it to the Rose Bowl, I think.
Yeah. Or Rose Bowl. That's Pasadena.
Oh, not Pasadena. Sorry. Yeah, the USC Stadium.
Yeah.
Bank
of California Stadium. Yeah. Yeah, Boring Company has ghosted a bunch of spots. And then I was like chuckling at how so the Tesla Semi, you know, he's made all those promises about that. And then the car company Renault is already supplying it. And there's all these other manufacturers that have kind of beat him to it, it looks like.
Hmm.
But what I was laughing at was not that. I was laughing at, I never knew this. There's that company Nikola.
Yeah.
That made cars. I never knew about that downhill.
It's a scam.
Yeah, but I never knew that about that specific commercial where they ran the truck down a hill.
It was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. Genius.
Fascinating. And the person who exposed it was basically this guy that runs this hedge fund that
fucking
just,
loser.
Who, the guy that exposed it?
Yeah, what a nerd.
I think it's cool. It's like he's like a short seller.
Yeah.
So he basically is like just like a a chronic hater.
Yeah.
He shorts companies and then he like does major research or you know vice versa does research first figures out which companies are like basically giant scams short sells them and then exposes them And that was one of the ones.
And by short sale, you mean what?
The video was fake.
He buys like options against?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just shorts the stock.
Yeah.
So this is a company, Nikola, like they went public before. They just went public based on like this one video, right? Like,
yeah.
Back when there was like five other electric car companies that all went public without actual products because of how popular Tesla was.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of them. They named themselves Nikola, which is like, come on. And then they promised this like electric semi truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was driving in the video, but really they just filmed it going down a hill and they tilted the they tilted the video. So it looked like it was going straight. And yeah, they went public, raised a shit ton of money. And I think the guy who was running it, it's weird though. It's like not a crime. Like, I don't think you can get like charged for doing that.
Who built this fake truck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Genius.
What's the market cap now of Nikola?
Probably like 17 cents. 17 cents. 1.2 billion. No way. No way. This is everyone holding Dogecoin right here. Holding the
bag. What was their...
Oh my God.
65.
Bro.
What was the stock price?
Oh my God, bro.
$65? After they IPO'd, yeah. So like their market cap must have been what? Like 60 billion or whatever? 120 billion?
Oh my God. Buddy made a killing on that. Hey, they had some revenue. The second quarter of this year, 18 mil. Revenue on what?
I don't know. So maybe it's not a complete scam, but...
That's so wild, bro. Yeah. They still are a thing.
Yeah.
The Rev. Let's see about this Rev truck, dude. Oh, yeah, bro. Let's buy one. Let's be the only ones to own one. Dude, come on. They got turnkey solutions for this.
We should build like a mobile. That should be the next thing we buy.
Mobile studio?
Mm-hmm. No, I just like, yeah, like a, like we, that should be it, right? And then we're cruising just on the road.
Yeah. Wherever we want to go.
Yeah. Just highway cruising.
Oh, dude, we should just buy a private jet, but it's for podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and there's a podcast studio in there.
Yeah, yeah, it's just one big work expense.
We should get a electric semi truck combined with a fucking private jet.
Yeah,
and a helicopter.
Yeah,
does it all.
What else is on the document? Today.
How was your Thanksgiving? How about that?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. It was fantastic, actually.
What'd you do?
Because my parents came in for my birthday.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Just went and worked out in the morning. Had a great breakfast. Picked up my parents from the airport. We went to...
What'd you have for breakfast?
Great White.
Of course you did.
That place is the best, man. Just immaculate vibes, you know?
Little freak.
You like it, don't you?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it is.
And then one of the best dinners I've had in L.A., probably the best meal I've had in L.A.
Yeah.
Fia Steak. You been there?
No. How do you spell
Incredible.
That?
Incredible. F-I-A. Feel these nuts in your mouth. No, it actually was. It's called Fia Steak. So good. Just like a... So there's Fia, which is like modern American food, and then there's Fia Steak, which is a steakhouse.
Right.
And it just was like above and beyond any sort of experience I've had. Like the service, the food was like unique. They do this like the bread at the start. It's like a tray of fresh bread, and then they have meat drippings as one of the things you put on the bread. I've never had that before. Just a jar of like beef drippings.
Yeah.
What even is that? Cum, sweat,
beef.
What's
blood?
Dripping off this beef?
Yeah,
you know,
No, when they got him sweating in there, then they hit him with the
smelling salts.
Smelling salt.
Yeah. And it,
they got to keep him awake, so they keep sweating.
It tasted scared.
Yeah, tasted scared. You gotta get those beef drippings.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so you went in on a Fia steak.
Just incredible.
You get any prezzies?
Did I get any presents? Yes, I did.
What did you get?
Some running clothes.
A Nikola truck.
A Nikola truck.
Yeah.
Nikola stock, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Congratulations. You lost money for your birthday.
Dude, that's like, I got my whole family like Ethereum like 3 years ago. And I was like, just trust me, this is going to end. Of course, it's like worth nothing now. My mom was like, I think mine's worth like $20 now or something like that. And then she sold it when she was here.
Wow.
I was like, sick, mom, thanks.
Just cashing out on that gift card.
Yeah, thanks for having faith.
That's what Ethereum's going to be, man. It's going to be next to the Chili's gift card in a fucking grocery store.
Yeah.
Get your Ethereum gift card today. Exactly. Buy Napster songs and get Napster points.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you got some running clothes.
And then.
So then, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, I cooked a sweet potato casserole. Like one of the real like dessert-like ones.
So just what was like, in it? Candy?
Just like sugar and like I made like the crust on top was like flour, brown sugar, butter. Like the one you get from Ruth Chris. You ever had that one?
Nah.
God damn. It's just like, yeah, it's like a sweet little treat. But you eat it as part of the main. It's a little cheat.
A little dessert chicken?
I like the snurk. Snurk? What does that mean?
I lurked a snurk a little.
I like to snurk. Snurk. What is snurk?
It's when you snurk a little.
Swirt perturter.
Into your dinner.
That's when you eat a little sweet treat in the main.
Mm-hmm.
And you're snurking.
You know, I'm snurking a little
sweet potatoes.
Yeah, a little dessert chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Or vice versa.
Yep.
Yeah. If you eat chicken for dessert, it's snurking.
That's so gross, dude. You have a big ass steak. It's like, can we interest you in dessert? I'm going to take the half chicken.
Yeah. Can I get the meat drippings for dessert, please?
And a drum.
Ooh, you're snurking tonight, huh?
Oh. That's just bodybuilders.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to have a whole chicken after this steak.
Speaking of which, did you see the Liver King?
Exploded?
Yeah, did you see him? The remnants? What's left of him?
No, what happened?
No, his blood tests got leaked. Someone who worked, I don't know the full story, but Derek was on that cover. I don't know. I think maybe someone who worked for like the testing company or something leaked his emails.
Oh.
And they're all like his signature. And it's like, thanks, Liver King.
Oh.
Like so-and-so. And it's his blood tests and like a full panel of all the shit that he's on. And apparently it's fucking crazy how much shit he's taking.
Oh, Derek, break it down.
Well, actually, we're going to have him.
Yeah, we're going to have Derek on. Maybe we talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Maybe he breaks it down to us directly.
I'm not going to say when, but let's just say it's very soon. I think it's next week that he's coming on.
Yeah. This guy.
You about to imitate him?
A little bit. I can't really do Derek's voice.
Well.
What's up, Derek? MorePlaceMoreDays.com.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so let's get into it. Liver King is on steroids, laughing emoji. I can't.
Yeah, that was good. Really good.
No.
So, yeah, punch in here. This guy was taking $132,000 of HGH a year.
A year, dude.
That's ridiculous. That's enough HGH to make PFT.
Oh, this is Barstool.
The ridiculous thing is he was taking three different HGH boosters and they still weren't raising the levels of IGF, what HGH makes your liver excrete.
This guy's on so many steroids, it's not even funny. This guy wasn't on like a little HGH or TRT. This guy's taking out steroids to kill you at 45. I'm surprised this guy would lie so blatantly about the whole situation. Well, meanwhile, he's on enough juice to Chris Benoit. Wow. I don't know how this is going to affect Liver King's legacy.
I mean, did he have a legacy?
The thing is, his 9 ancestral tenants are pretty effective. If you lived as he said, you'd probably have a pretty... Okay.
I mean, the whole thing is he's got a company, right? He's got a supplement company.
Yeah. Yep.
So wait. Yeah, this is his... This is him?
Yeah, this is his steroid regimen.
So he said, I've been working out for... He wrote this in an email?
Yeah.
To someone, and then they leaked it.
Yeah.
I've been working out for 35 years. I know how to eat, train, and recover. But as I've reached my mid-40s, it's getting harder, and the back fat fucking sucks or something. I've recently started taking Omnitrope, blah, blah, blah. But he said, for instance, here's what I'm currently taking. 1 IGF, CJC, Ibutamorin, Omnitrope, Test CYP, Deca, Winstrol. That's all different shit.
I know Deca. I know D-Ball. I know Tren. I take all of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You don't see it?
No.
You don't see it?
No, dude.
Are you sure?
Are you working out?
Yeah.
It's so funny to take all that shit and not do anything.
Yeah. That's a lot of people.
Is it?
Yeah. They take that shit and they just...
For what then? The emotional benefits?
No, I think some people think they just jam it in and then they work out a little and then they...
But I'm saying, like, it'd be funny to just do that and then code all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'd probably be able to code for days straight.
Your fingers would get ripped as fuck.
Yeah, you'd probably feel fucking good, dude.
Yeah, so he's a fraud.
Nuh-uh.
Who would have thought, dude?
The whole time?
Who would have thought?
Liver King?
Yeah, man.
He's not real? Well, hope you saved that money, pal. That's how it always goes, man. Those dudes. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Always.
How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was good. It was simple. Just a few family members over. We did 2. It was a long weekend.
Okay.
We did
that's
a family.
Awesome, though.
We did a family.
You hosted?
Yeah, we 2? Hosted 2.
Yeah, that's rough.
We had the family one, which was great. Then we had a little Friendsgiving, which was also great. And I can't complain because the friends did a lot of the cooking.
Nice.
So I was just kind of around. I also was basically sick on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It was ass.
Huh.
I basically slept until dinner.
Like sick? Or like sick?
Like sick.
Yeah. That's a bummer. I thought you might have done a kickflip or something.
Nah, I was just eating shit with clogged ass nose.
That's rough.
Yeah. So the Friendsgiving was dope because I actually got to enjoy it and I had energy. I was also sweating fucking bullets on the Cowboys game.
Did you bet?
No, dude.
What? Fantasy. Oh, yeah, right. Fantasy, yeah.
I fucked and Connor.
Yeah, right.
I took him out. I'm 3-0.
And it's me and you this week.
You're toast.
I know, because I also fucking, my DJ set is on Thursday. By the way, you guys are all invited.
Oh, thank you.
Winston House, Thursday night. I'm DJing. And I have to think about my set. So that's what I'm going to be really worried about. So I don't have, like, I can't wake up in the morning and be like, okay, fantasy is the fucking thing today.
No.
Because I can only ever, like, stress about one thing at a time.
Nah, you're gone.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't even try it.
And I'm pissed.
I'm already researching. You're out. I already got my claims in. You're toast, bro.
I'm researching techno songs.
Yeah. Yeah, you're toast.
I know. You already got your claims in?
Yep.
What does that mean? That means, like, on Thursday morning, then the...
Wednesday. You don't
Wednesday?
Even know the day.
Fuck!
You don't even know the day.
I'm fucked.
You got no time.
This podcast review? This is on our podcast. Very racist. 5 out of 5. Love listening to racist people.
Okay.
That's from last December.
Sweet. They motivated me to unplug my grandmother's ventilator and set up my PC to mine crypto and watch the Perverse Family.
Damn, dude. Perverse Family was almost a year ago.
Damn.
That was from January.
Let's watch it again. Who did we show that to? That was like, yeah. I thought we showed it to Ben and Emil. Damn, that has to be the next 8-ball.
Yes.
They've not seen Perverse Family.
Oh, my God. Let's do it.
That's a fucking HR claim right there, dude.
Great idea.
Luke has to put on a screen protector when he runs that. That shit is disgusting, dude.
There's got to be like a sequel by now.
That was a sequel.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a franchise. They must, you know.
They're on season 3 or 4 or 5 for sure. Pull it up. Yeah. Some
soothing merch sounds.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, man. All right. We got to get into the bonus.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hasta luego. TeamGStudios.tv. Remember, merch and discount on Studios tier. This week only.
This week only. And come see me on tour. All right, bye.
Yeah.
This week on The Bone Zone.
Gosh, Mick. Your cock is massive. Well, slap that dinger on my face.
So I pop into this one room, and I'm like, hey, what's up?
Hi.
And I'm like, ah, fucking
children,
kid. And I'm like, start to go, and he's like,
yesterday I throwed up.
Hey, shout out Doja. She was like walking up the stairs, you know, her security guard's in front of her, and I just kind of like look.
Excuse me, that guy?
No.
Not supposed to be in the VIP.
Nah.
He's GA.
Yeah.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at TMGStudios.tv.